morning, KC. Welcome to 2018. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. We're going to start off the year by letting you thank somebody. We do this on Tuesdays just to kind of just say thank you to people that are nice to you. Our phone number is 816-576-7093, pound 93. I want to thank some random strangers, and I want to thank some very close friends who were looking after me over the holidays. Teresa has known me for a long time. My OCD got the best of me this holiday.
Yeah, you're used to a routine, and when you're on vacation, even though you need time to relax, it kind of messes with you.
Oh, I was so jacked. And a lot of it is because I've never gone this long without talking to Jen.
Yeah, but I'm proud of you for holding back.
Because
she's enjoying her honeymoon, she's in Hawaii, and I know that you wanted to call her every 5 minutes, but you didn't, and I'm very proud of you.
And like I said, just bear with me. I'll get through it this week. I am on some different medication.
Hey, whatever works for you.
It's like time is going by, and I don't know how.
Yeah. Was there someone else you wanted to thank?
No, just
people that checked on
people
you?
People that checked on me, yeah.
I want to say thank you to, I had a whole crew of 6 very nice young gentlemen from 2 Men in a Truck. My mom had all of her stuff in storage, and then she moved into her new house in Oklahoma. So the truck had to go to storage, pick it up, and move. And she was going to drive all the way here. And I said, Mom,
what?
Let me, yeah. I'm like, let me just go there and be at the storage. And they were just the nicest young men. They all came over individually, introduced themselves to me, told me their name, shook my hand, kind of looked out for me because it was just me all by myself at the storage facility. I mean, I just felt very safe and comfortable and just very, very good manners. And I really appreciated them and how they took care of me and my mom.
So Kansas City, our phone number is 816-576-7093, pound 93. Surely somebody over the holiday did something extremely nice for you. To me, it seems like everybody was in a good mood or nice. I feel like I was the only downer of all the whole holidays.
Yeah, I think for a lot of it, though, you were good, because I remember we were kind of teasing you on a group chat.
Yeah.
It wasn't until last night when Tara and I started chatting with you saying, oh my gosh, Rocket, are you so excited to see our beautiful faces tomorrow at work? And no response. That kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Fine.
Blame the cray-cray.
I don't know.
And nobody's calling.
You know what? Probably because, A, they're either frozen, or B, a lot of people are still on vacation.
I guess. I'm just like, oh, they're ringing now. But it's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel out of whack today myself.
Yeah, we should have planned better and just taken this whole week off, too. Why are we here?
No, I can't do that anymore. That was way too much
really
for me.
Really too much? Oh, my gosh, I would never say that. Let's go to Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. Who do you want to thank? Barbara, are you there? Barbara?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hey, there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, they said turn the radio down, and that's my phone. I'm like, wait a minute. I wanted to thank all of the grocery store clerks who worked till the last minute, so those of us who needed last-minute items to get our holiday meals prepared. It is a gift to all of us that they do that.
It's amazing. I have to say the same thing. I was at Hy-Vee doing the same thing, watching these people working. I mean, it was a machine, because the stores are busy.
Yeah, very busy. I'd like to thank
them. They are, and they work till the last minute, and it is really a sacrifice for them and such a gift to us that we can do those things.
Yeah. I'd like to thank my kids on that same note for becoming leftover snobs and for not eating any of my Christmas meal leftovers and letting it completely go to waste. I'm not angry. Let's go to Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hello. Well, I would like to thank my mother. She really helped me out over the holidays. I have had a lingering sinus infection and bronchitis and an ear infection. I feel like it's been over a month now. And she really, like, super helped me out over the holidays by coming over and making my side dishes that I needed to take to parties, or, you know, just coming over to help with the kids so that I can rest a little bit on my limited time off, just so I can kind of get some sleep and really just kind of sleep it off. And I'm feeling a lot better now. It's still a little bit lingering, but I feel like a new person almost. So
I'm
really,
so glad to
thank
hear
you
that.
A whole bunch, Mom.
That's awesome. Thank you, sweetie.
Let's go to Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to somebody. He won't even really get it. My little one-year-old boy. He was happy every single day that I had to get up early. He was fun, in a good mood, and just we were able to have the best break and relax. So I'm super thankful to him.
I'm so glad to hear that. All right, we have time for one more, Teresa.
Let's go to Dolores.
Oh, yeah.
Dolores.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I had an early doctor's appointment, and sometimes I usually take care of Emelina, the dog, in the morning. And my husband got up 15 minutes earlier, so he took care of Emelina, so I could just get ready and get dressed and not have a hassle.
That's nice. Dolores, it's almost Mexico time.
I know, I can't wait.
I know, because it's two outside.
KMXP, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go!
Transmitting live.
from the heart of Westport. Westport.
What's good? This is Nicki Minaj.
It's Katy Perry.
One Direction.
Hi, I'm Adele.
This is the sound of Kansas City's number one hit music station.